RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo opens International Fishery Crime Symposium. Vice President Yusuf Kala calls for more physical activities instead of using gadget. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opens the second International Symposium on Fisheries Crimes at Yogyakarta Prudential Palace, Yogyakarta. This event will be held for 2 days, October 10th until 11, 2016. The second International Symposium on Fishery Crimes and Infant that discusses various problems such as illegal fishing, human trafficking, drug crimes, tax fraud, insurance permit, corruption, and money laundering. 46 countries participate in this symposium such as Australia, Austria, China, India, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, and Vietnam. Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti would deliver an opening speech. Other speakers are planned to speak at the International Symposium are Deputy Minister of Fishery of Nigeria, Ministry of Trade, Industry and Fishery, Ronnie Bird, Director of Division of Operation and Deputy Executive Director of UNOC, Ado Lale Demos and David Higgins from Interpol Environment Crime Subdirector. This is the second time the Internet Symposium held in Indonesia. The last event was held in South Africa and was participated by 36 countries. In the meantime, President Joko Widodo said that the practice of illegal fishing has been on the hike to become serious and organized transnational crime. Thus, this must be combated with local collaboration. Opening high-level meeting on the second International Symposium on Fishery Crimes in Agun Building, Presidential Palace, Yogyakarta on Monday, he affirmed that illegal fishing is also related to other crimes such as smuggling of goods and human trafficking, illegal labor, drug smuggling and violence of natural protection rules and cleaning. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo stated that the second implementation of International Symposium on Fishery Crimes is a pride for Indonesia to be trusted as host by international community. Gadget cannot be separated from modern life. This ultimately leads to unfavorable effects as many people spend more time with their gadget than with physical activities. We are equally important. Therefore, people need to be reminded and encouraged to do physical activities and leave their gadget for a while. This was affirmed by Vice President Yusuf Kala in his speech at the opening of the 6th AFISA, the Association for International Sport for All World, Sport for All Games at the Carnival Beach, Ancol, Yogyakarta on Saturday.
Let's stop to being glued to our gadget and start exercising. Less active, moving with enjoyment. That's why I think this is the objective, the target of TASIF, enjoy, moving, exercise.
Vice President Yusuf Kala also remarked that physical activities or exercises play a major role in bringing world peace because sport has the spirit of brotherhood, friendship, and excitement. The 6th AFISA in Jakarta was officially opened on Saturday evening. The opening ceremony was attended by thousands of participants from 87 countries. Tai Chi is a Chinese traditional martial art that is already known in Indonesia. Nowadays, it's a fitness activity for health benefit. In Indonesia, Tai Chi is expected to support the unity of nation in healthy society. It was stated by chairwoman of the Association of Tai Chi Tichuan Indonesia, Wirawati Hartawan, on the sidelines of the recreational sport event Tapisa 2016 in Jakarta on Sunday.
Asosiasi kita, motonya hanya satu.
Our association has a motto to unify the nation and to promote health of the nation. So we could be more united because we could make more friends.
Wirawati added, Tai Chi Association Indonesia was founded in 2010. However, the Tapisa 2016 is not the only international event attended by Tai Chi activists in Indonesia. Since 1990, Tai Chi activists in Indonesia had been involved in international activities both in competition and training. One of the pioneers of the Tai Chi in Indonesia was appointed by Beijing Sport University China to create Tai Chi movement that could represent the entire Indonesia. Indonesia is the host of the Association for International Sport for All Tapisa 2016 fully supports journalists to do their task, especially live reporting during the event. The organizing committee of Tapisa 2016, in cooperation with the Minister of Communication and Informatics, and PT Telkom fully support journalists through providing media center with some facilities for the journalists to do their tasks during the event. This was appointed by Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara when inspecting the media center facilities of Tapisa 2016 in Jakarta recently.
Disediakan sekitar 30 terminal untuk teman-teman media dengan akses LAN dan Wi-Fi-nya 100
MB. We provide around 30 power plugs for the journalists and LAN and Wi-Fi access with 100 MB speed. So I thought we only have 30 tables and seats, but we can serve up to 100 journalists. And at the same time, we also provide editor lounge, broadcaster lounge, and the photographer lounge. We also give dining facilities for journalists. Minister Rudiantara also added this full support for the journalists has been given before the implementation of Tapisa 2016 or during the process of journalist registration. The journalists can easily register themselves to the task of reporting Tapisa 2016 through online registration and print their identification cards online. PT Medco ENV Indonesia produced oil and gas at 64,000 million barrels on oil equivalent per day in the first 6 months of the year, exceeding its target of 60 million barrel oil equivalent per day, head of the relations of Medco ENV Indonesia, Teguh Imanto, said on Sunday, October 9 in Jakarta, that they are thankful that with the big challenges, the company has been able to maintain good performance. Teguh said the production in the first half of the year was 29% higher than in the same period last year. He attributed the increase in production mainly to good performance of the Sonora Toili oil and gas spill in Central Sulawesi. PT Medco ENV Indonesia is the country's largest private oil and gas company in Indonesia. Teguh also said currently the company focuses on the acquisition of Block B, South Natuna in the South China Sea, Rio Islands. He said the acquisition plan is online with the ambition of the company as a leading independent oil company in Indonesia. Meanwhile, deployment of Block B in Aceh has run as scheduled, he said. The last item, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia, BMKG, in Eltari Kupan, East Nusa Tenggara NTT, has issued a warning on extreme weather in the district. Beware of strong wind that will hit Kupan, Sabu and Rotendao. This statement was stated by Bambang Setiaji, head of the BMKG Kupan, on Monday. He said that the general weather is cloudy and rainy in Labuan Bajo, Rutan and Tambolaka. The wind is blowing from northeast to southeast at 10 until 25 kilometers per hour. The wind causes a tide of 3.5 meters in the Sabah Strait, Kuban Strait, Roti Island, South Timor Sea of NTT, Sumba Strait and Sabu Sea, Southern Wajir of Sabah Island, and Indian Ocean on the Southern NTT. He also said the extreme weather in NTT will occur on October 10 until 12. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Pros and Cons of the Death Penalty. The debate on the death penalty in Indonesia has long occurred.
But again and again, it has been a topic of discussion after Coalition of Civil Society for Abolishing Death Penalty, Koalisi Hati, has urged the government to abolish the death penalty in the draft revised penal code. A public lawyer from the Legal Aid Institute, Jakarta, Arif Maulana, at the Institute office on Sunday said, in executing the death penalty, there is an indication of making wrong decision on the punishment against the convict. The government, he said, as it turns a blind eye to the persistence of the judicial mafia, criminalization, corruption, and engineering cases in law enforcement process in Indonesia. Arif said, in such conditions, the determination of death penalty is very dangerous and prone to errors in punishing the convicted. Currently, two-thirds of countries in the world have established the death penalty. Indonesia includes in the 58 countries that still practice the sentence. The public, especially legal professions, had been divided in addressing the implementation of death penalty in Indonesia. Some support the implementation of death penalty and some are against it. In general, people who reject the death penalty argue that the death penalty is contrary to the human rights, as well as voiced by Indonesian Commission for Disappearances and Victims of Violence Contrast. Most argue in some cases the death penalty is still possible to be applied. In the current emergency situation, as it today, for example, when narcotics have killed and depraved the life of about 40 to 50 Indonesian people and youth per day, is failed to impose death penalty against high-profile drug offenders. Especially despite being behind the bars, they still run even control illicit drug trafficking business. Indonesian President Joko Widodo himself has firmly declared war on drugs in a restricted meeting on counter-narcotic issue on February 24, 2016. One of the president's six related instructions to his apparatuses, especially to law enforcement officials, is to provide harsher and stricter penalties to the drug offenders. Judicial mafia, criminalization, corruption, and case engineering in law enforcement process must not be done by law enforcement officers. They must prioritize justice and dismiss the desire to enrich themselves by inappropriate twins that harm the state and the society. The state will get stronger if it has clean, firm, and consistent legal apparatus who are consistent with their duties and obligations. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we meet you again in our daily program Today in History of our Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll begin our program with an event that happened on October 10, 1964, when the 1964 Summer Olympics was held in Tokyo. The 1964 Summer Olympic, officially known as the Games of the 18th Olympiad, was an international multi-sport event held in Tokyo, Japan from October 10 to 24, 1964. Tokyo had been awarded the organization of the 1940 Summer Olympics, but this honor was subsequently passed to Helsinki because of Japan's invasion of China, before the ultimate event cancelled because of World War II. The 1964 Olympics was also the last to use a traditional cinder track for the track events. A smooth synthetic all-weather track was used for the first time at the 1968 Olympics and every Games thereafter. The Olympic Games of 2020 will be held in Tokyo again. The next event was in 1970 when Fiji became an independent sovereign state. Fiji, an island country in Melanesia in the South Pacific Ocean. Its closest neighbors are Vanuatu to the west, New Caledonia to the southwest, New Zealand's Kermadec Island to the southeast, Tonga to the east, and Samoa's and France, Wallis and Futuna to the northeast, and Tuvalu to the north. Fiji has one of the most developed economies in the Pacific due to an abundance of forests, mineral, and fish resources. Today, the main sources of foreign exchange are its tourist industry and sugar exports. The country's currency is Fijian dollar. Fiji's local government in the form of city and town council is supervised by the Minister of Local Government and Urban Development. Fiji became an independent sovereign state on October 10, 1970, when its colonial status was abrogated. Ratu Sir Kamisese Mara, first Prime Minister of Independent Fiji, received from Prince Charles the documents evidences Fiji's independence. That independence was and remains a great source of pride and joy to all Fijian citizens. On that day, the dark clouds of colonialism were swept away. And the last event was in 2007 when Dr. Sheikh Mustafar Shukur Al-Masri bin Sheikh Mustafa was launched to the International Space Station aboard Soyuz TMA-11. Dr. Sheikh Mustafar Shukur Al-Masri bin Sheikh Mustafa, who was born 27 July 1972, is a Melanesian orthopedic surgeon and the first Malaysian commercial astronaut. He was launched to the International Space Station aboard Soyuz TMA-11 with the expedition 16 crew on 10th of October 2007. Sheikh Mustafar flew under an agreement with Russia through the Angkasa 1 program and returned to Earth on 21st October 2007 aboard Soyuz TMA-10 with the expedition 15 crew members Fyodor Yurchikhin and Oleg Katov. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is Indonesia is hosting the 2016 Tafisa Games. Indonesia was chosen to host a traditional and recreational sports event, the 6th Tafisa, or the Association for International Sports for All Games, taking place in Jakarta from 6 to October 12, 2016. Tafisa is an international organization founded in Frankfurt, Germany in 1991. It is dealing with sporting activities and recreational games. Tafisa Games in 2016 is attended by 81 countries competing 86 branches of sports and sports games like electronic, martial dexterity, diving, kite flying, and etc. It involved more than 14,000 participants. The 2016 Tafisa Games was officially opened by Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Yusuf Kalla, at ABC Beach, Ancol, North Jakarta, on Saturday, October 8, evening. He stated that what's important is not only the achievement in sports, but also sportsmanship and friendship among the participants. In his opening speech, Tafisa President Ju Ho Chang said, Tafisa aims at uniting and communities, ethnicities, religions, sexes, and shows the ability of individuals to seek friendship and friends. He said, everyone has the right to show one's personal abilities such as health, strength of body and mind. Ju Ho Chang also expressed appreciation to President of Indonesia Joko Widodo, who has fully supported Tafisa, mainly by raising the issue of traditional games. Tafisa activities, according to Ju Ho Chang, also received the full support of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, and UNESCO. Meanwhile, organizing committee chairman of the 6th Tafisa Games, Hayono Isman, said in Taman Impian Jaya Ancol, North Jakarta, that Indonesia was chosen as the host because the country has so many varieties of traditional sports.
Indonesia, atau tepatnya kota Jakarta, di tahun 2011, pada saat Kongres Tafisa di...
Indonesia, or precisely Jakarta, in 2011 during the Congress in Turkey, won the bidding. We beat Nestle Town in the Netherlands to host the 6th Tafisa Games. One of the reasons we won was because Tafisa considers Indonesia has a wealth of outstanding traditional sports, not only in terms of quantity, but also in terms of quality. Unfortunately, some of the traditional sports have become endangered. Hayono Isman also describes the introductions of traditional sports, especially the endangered ones, that have become the main emphasis in the 2016 Tafisa Games. Listener, that was Focus for today. I'm Dino Graha. Thank you for listening.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opens the second International Symposium on Fisheries Grant at Yogyakarta Provincial Palace in Yogyakarta. President Joko Widodo said that the practice of illegal fishing has been on the high to become serious and organized transnational crime. Thus, this must be combated with global collaboration. Gadget cannot be separated from modern life. This ultimately leads to unfavorable effects as many people spend more time with their gadget than with physical activities, which are equally important. Therefore, people need to be reminded and encouraged to do physical activities and leave their gadget for a while. This was affirmed by Vice President Yusuf Kala in his speech at the opening of the 6th Tafisa, the Association for International Sport for All World Sport for All Games at Carnival Beach Ancol in Yogyakarta on Saturday. Tai Chi is a Chinese traditional martial art that is already known in Indonesia. Nowadays, it is a fitness activity for health benefit. In Indonesia, Tai Chi is expected to support unity for the nation in healthy society. This was stated by chairwoman of the Association of Tai Chi Chuan Indonesia, Wirawati Hartawan, on the sidelines of the recreational sport event Tafisa 2016 in Jakarta on Sunday. Indonesia is the host of the Association for International Sport for All Tafisa 2016 will support journalists to do their tasks, especially live reporting during the event. PT MEPCO ENP Indonesia produced oil and gas at 64,000 million barrel equivalent per day in the first 6 months of the year, exceeding its target of 60 million barrel oil equivalent per day. The Meteorologic Klimatologi Geofisika Agency of Indonesia BNKG in Altari Kupan, East Nusa Tenggara entity has issued a warning on extreme weather in the district. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is with a pleasure that we meet you again in our program Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, the culinary arts, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Lombok. Stay tuned. Listeners, West Nusa Tenggara, or NTB, is well known as Earth of 1 Million Cows. Beef from NTB is so typical and sweeter than from other regions, because the cows are led feeding on grass field. One of NTB's typical food, which is from beef, is rimbiga satay. Listeners, Rimbiga Satay is well known not only in Lombok, but also in other regions in Indonesia. Most tourists who come to Lombok also stop to taste the typical food of Lombok. This satay is named Rimbiga Satay because it comes from Rimbiga village, which is located near Selaparang Airport. Listeners, Rimbiga Satay, which has the main material beef from NTB, is very delicious. There is also collaboration taste among savory, sweet, and hot. It is because before being burned, the beef is pounded in order to be soft, then soaked into seasoning, which consists of red chili, shrimp paste, garlic, palm sugar, during 2 hours. After that, the beef is put on the skewers and then burned. This seasoning is important because it gives special taste on Rimbiga Satay. Listeners, if Rimbiga Satay is served, it is not necessary to add any seasoning because it tastes already hot and sweet. Its texture is so soft. Usually, Rimbiga Satay is served with lontong bulayak, rice cake wrapped in a palm leaf rolling upwards until at the end, almost resembles pointy corn. But the satay can also be enjoyed with rice. Listeners, if you are in Lombok, you are not only able to enjoy scenery, but also you can enjoy Rimbiga Satay. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Rimbiga Satay from West Nusa Tenggara. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Ke Toko Buku, which in English means going to the bookstore. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Toko buku. Toko buku, which means bookstore. Pulang kantor. Pulang kantor. Office break. Membelikan, membelikan, to buy. Perlengkapan, perlengkapan, equipment. Sekolah, sekolah, school. Anak, anak, child or kid. Ikut, ikut, to follow. Kalkulator, kalkulator, calculator. Buku tulis. Buku tulis. Exercise book. Penjepit kertas. Penjepit kertas. Paper clip. Stapler. Stapler. stapler, kotak pensil, kotak pensil, pencil case, pulpen, pulpen, pen, pensil, pensil, pencil, penggaris, penggaris, ruler, jangka, jangka, kompas, karet penghapus, karet penghapus, eraser, lupa, lupa, to forget, kamus bahasa Inggris, kamus bahasa Inggris, English dictionary, amplop, amplop, envelope, materai, materai, stamp, makan, makan, to eat, bakmi, bakmi, noodle, tunggu, tunggu, to wait, lapangan parkir, lapangan parkir, parking area. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Toko Buku, or in English means going to the bookstore. The conversation is between A. Tuti and B. Susan at the office. A. Tuti, pulang kantor, kamu mau kemana? Pulang kantor, kamu mau kemana? Which means, where are you going after the office break? B. Susan, saya mau ke toko buku. Saya mau ke toko buku, which means I want to go to a bookstore. Saya mau membelikan perlengkapan sekolah anak saya. Saya mau membelikan perlengkapan sekolah anak saya, which means I want to buy some school supplies for my child. A to T. Kalau begitu saya ikut. Kalau begitu saya ikut, which means so I come with you. Saya mau membeli. Saya mau membeli. I want to buy kalkulator. Kalkulator. Calculator. Buku tulis. Buku tulis. Exercise book. Penjepit kertas. Penjepit kertas. Paperclip dan stapler, dan stapler, and stapler. Kamu mau membeli apa untuk anakmu? Kamu mau membeli apa untuk anakmu? What do you want to buy for your child? B. Susan, saya mau membeli. Saya mau membeli. I want to buy kotak pensil. Kotak pensil, pencil case, pulpen, pulpen, pen, pensil, 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 penggaris, penggaris, ruler, jangka, jangka, kompas, dan juga karet penghapus, dan juga karet penghapus. And also eraser. A. Tuti. Oh ya, saya lupa. Oh ya, saya lupa. Which means, oh sorry, I forget. Saya juga mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris. Saya juga mau membeli kamus bahasa Inggris. Which means, I also want to buy an English dictionary. B. Susan. Oh, selain itu, saya juga mau membeli amplop dan juga materai. Selain itu, saya juga mau membeli amplop dan juga materai. I also want to buy some envelopes and stamps. A to T. Bagaimana kalau sebelum ke toko buku, kita makan dulu? Bagaimana kalau sebelum ke toko buku, kita makan dulu? Which means, why don't we eat first before we go to the bookstore? Saya mau makan bakmi. Saya mau makan bakmi. I want to eat noodle. B. Susan. Baiklah, nanti saya tunggu kamu di lapangan parkir ya. Baiklah, nanti saya tunggu kamu di lapangan parkir ya. Alright, I will wait for you at the parking area. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern. In today's edition, we'll present to you some Indonesian keroncong songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Sampul Surat by Savitri. Listener, this song is about a man who received a letter from a highly anticipated, happy, unimaginable taste. The envelope was opened with great expectation. But who would have thought? Not a letter in it. There is only the cover letter alone. Although heart shattered, but the cover letter be retained as the memories of a lifetime. The song is sung by Nur Agni Safitri, or better known as Safitri, with modern keroncong music package. Safitri brought the keroncong songs, who also accompanied by music like ukulele, flute, and violin. Although initially not too keen on keroncong music, but thanks to the support from her parents, Safitri finally learned keroncong. Safitri started to like it. In fact, she says, "Sing a keroncong song is an irreplaceable pride in her life journeys." Well, listener, let's listen to the next songs entitled Melati di Tapal Batas by Safitri. listeners song with the theme of The Struggle, composed by Ismail Marzuki, a talented Indonesian music composer. The song that was composed in the era of Indonesia's struggle for independence is still enjoyable and keep sense in flicks of patriotism and nationalism. Savitri began her career in the music industry while occupying the junior high school. Her name began to be known in Semarang, Central Java. She then goes on Star Radio and Television, or BRTV. According to her, singing keroncong genre does have a fairly high level of difficulties. The love and pride in the keroncong music then poured into a work as an album, Keroncong in Lounge. This album, released in 2009, contains of 10 songs, mix of an ancient and Western Indo date with the rhythm and keroncong dut and keroncong rock. Keroncong packed with international and Indonesian music arrangement is neat and smooth, is a form of a dedication to preserving the music keroncong to remain popular with young listeners today. Savitri said fans of keroncong now not only among the elderly, but also many young people who love the keroncong songs. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Cuita Malam and Rindu Lukisan by Savitri. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.